This year, the flu is peaking early and intensely. It's one of the most active seasons in decades, and a nasty strain is going around. Hospitals in Jefferson County are at capacity, and pharmacies are scrambling to stock medicine. WBHM's Dan Carson has more.
In Jefferson County last week, almost 5% of hospital visits were for flu or flu-like symptoms. For the same week last year, that was about 1%, according to the Jefferson County Department of Health. Bernard Kamens is a medical epidemiologist at UAB.
This is probably the busiest we've been during the flu season.
The hospital is juggling staff and trying to find space to handle patient overflow.
You actually use areas in the hospital that are not normally used for inpatient care, but we still keep them isolated so we don't spread it.
UAB is canceling elective surgery through Monday, too. Kamen says the current H3N2 flu strain is very infectious, and the recent cold weather drove people inside to crowded spaces, so it spread fast. Plus, the latest flu vaccine is not especially effective against this strain. Now, area pharmacists are scrambling to stock Tamiflu and other medicines.
The good news is that this particular strain is very sensitive to Tamiflu, so it would work.
And experts say it's still worth getting the vaccine because you could be the 1 out of 10 people it protects, or you could get some partial protection, and there could be another flu peak later this season. Dr. Kamens and others say avoid hospitals and urgent care unless you have severe symptoms like trouble breathing. They say if you have typical flu symptoms, aches, coughs, sneezing, chills, stay home. Get medical advice if you're not sure. Washing my hands at WBHM, I'm Dan Carson.
You can learn more about influenza in our area at our website, wbhm.org.